Welcome back to the Dry Fast Podcast and Testimonial. Today is April 19th, nighttime, marking the close of Dry Fast, day number 3. Tonight is also the new moon. Shalom. Lord willing, I'll be able to reach a full 14 days of the Dry Fast. That is my intended goal, and I'm so grateful to Yahweh and Yahweh Shai for making this possible in my life. I could not be happier to be dry fasting right now for them and sharing this experience with you. May you find the information that you need and be inspired to start dry fasting if you haven't already. I'm feeling kind of better out of the blue, which happens during the dry fast. My mouth is a lot drier now, but I do not have hunger pains, and I don't expect to get them during this dry fast, as I talked about in earlier podcasts. My thirst has gone away, which is great. Right now, I am 164 pounds, which is a 4-pound loss day over day. I'm not losing as much weight as I expected to be, and I take this as a good sign. Overall, the cleaner the body is and the more structurally sound the tissues are, the less weight you are going to lose during a dry fast. So by that standard, I've made noticeable improvements since my last fast, and I'm grateful for that. My main issue now is that specific areas of my bodies and certain organs have deeply entrenched parasites, specifically fungus, most likely candida, and the acidic stagnation that it thrives in those areas. It's all there such that it's not easy for my body to remove this cesspools, without something intense as long-term dry fasting and spiritual change. Bathroom-wise, I'm still going number one, about 3 times per day, but it's just not very much that comes out, and it's still light orange. It hasn't gotten darker yet, which is, you know, about par for the course, but it will eventually be dark amber. No number twos. The candida in my gut has been a bit restless today. It's kind of rumbling at times and rumbling around in there, which is just a bit weird, but these are some of the things to expect if you also have a deep-rooted candida infestation in your gut. I was able to spend a few hours outside today, which was very helpful. However, it has been overcast the past few days, including today, which is less than ideal, but still better than not being able to go outside at all. The sun is a very important part of longer-term dry fast. And a important part, whether dry fasting or not, of how we take in energy as Israelites with a specific type of melanin that we have on our skin. It's different than the other nations. And even if you are a lighter-skinned Israelite, I'm pretty sure you still have it. That's my conjecture. The sunlight not only detoxes our bodies, but is converted into energy, similar how chlorophyll in plants converts sunlight into bioavailable energy for healing and for growth. And I may revisit that topic in the future. I think it's worth digging into deeper. My eyes are redder in general today and looking more jaundiced, even over this morning. You see my posts from yesterday for pictures of jaundiced eyes. And we'll see how it goes. I've never had my eyes clear up during a fast. It was only after I completed fasts that they got clearer. I have heard of cases of people's eyes clearing up during the fasts. But that just has not been my experience. I think once my body stops detoxing as heavily after the fast, I know this is kind of counterintuitive, but then my eyes will go back to looking a little bit more normalish. And that's just simply because my body is no longer cleaning out a lot of the deep-rooted stuff. It's just kind of whatever toxins are there are just kind of lying stagnant, and it's just doing, you know, ongoing day-to-day maintenance, but it's not doing the deep cleansing that dry fasting does, and bringing the old stagnant toxicity to the surface. I have acne popping up on my face in particular, which is a good sign. It means my body's expelling toxins. However, usually the body expels toxins through the skin when the liver is overloaded. So, and obviously certain types of toxins. So that makes sense with my jaundiced, red, veiny eyes, suggesting that my liver is kind of it's working hard, overloaded to some degree. I'm just happy to be able to be excreting toxins through my skin wherever. If it's getting out, I'm happy. My sense of smell has become much more acute and much more sensitive. Things like perfumes and soaps and shampoos. Excuse me, my mouth is just, it's so dry, I'm like slurring words. Perfumes from soaps, shampoos, hair products, they just do not, I know they're supposed to smell good, but like it's just, it's very irritating to my nose to smell those things. I am also able to smell impurities in water. I'm not saying I can smell everything, but things like fluoride or excess iron and sulfur is another one. I've noticed this in the past during dry fast, and even it does even last a fair amount, quite a while after dry fasting. This is just the most intense that it's ever been before, which is a good sign. My lips are chapped, which I've deduced is a couple of things, but at its core, it is parasites in particular areas disturbing the tissues there, and then that is manifested in the lips. So the lower lip is a reflection of the intestinal tract. The upper lip is a reflection of the stomach. Not a huge surprise to be having this further into the dry fast. I am dehydrated too, but I don't see the dehydration as a problem here. I know that's kind of the obvious thing to say, but from my experience, that is not so much the issue as parasitic disturbances. And that's, at least for me, that's kind of held true of tissue pretty much anywhere in my body, whether that's from on my hands or my feet or whatever. If they're dry, it's related to some sort of parasitic problem. So I hope that sharing this experience is helpful to you. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be able to share it, and I'm glad you're taking the time to listen, so thank you. May the Most High bless you and continue to guide you in your walk. Glad to have you here joining me on the Dry Fast Podcast, and I'll speak to you in the next one.